For now, we're going to go to St. George's Market and to our reporter, Nicola Weir. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning, Vinny. Yes, I just actually had to break up a fight here amongst my contributors. There was allegations of sexism being bandied around here a couple of seconds ago. But anyway, yes, I'm at the very popular St. George's Market in the heart of Belfast City. And it's the variety market that's on today. And some might say that that's the total opposite of what's happening in our political world in Northern Ireland this morning. Overnight, the UUP and SDLP have lost their Westminster seats. Voters favouring instead the DUP and Sinn Féin and Lady Silverherman. She is our only independent voice. Now, joining me here are some of the people who have been at the market since the crack of dawn. We've got Philip Greer. You've come in actually to buy oysters and I grabbed you away just to have a wee chat about the election. What did you think about the result?
I think it was very disappointing. I think the fact that the DUP and Sinn Féin have now more or less carved up the thing between them. Even Lady Sylvia Herman's election results coming down to just over 1,000 votes, I think that that's going to inevitably go to DUP as well. It means that the people representing Northern Ireland in Westminster are only going to be the DUP since the rest won't take their seats. We're in a hung parliament situation. Whether or not she can make use of the 10 DUP seats or not, I'm not 100% sure. It's not going to be enough, but it certainly will mean that the DUP can have a certain influence.
Did you vote yourself, Philip?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Always have done.
Can I ask you, what way you voted? Are you just going to keep that private?
I voted tactically for the first time in my life. Mm-hmm. I didn't vote for the person I would usually vote for, but I voted for someone else, hoping to actually keep someone else out. But it didn't work.
And also joining me here is Helen. Helen, I was saying earlier on there was a wee bit of a fight going on there about sexism. We were talking about women in politics. It seems to be quite a good election for women.
It may be a good election for women, but it's really the politics of those women that counts. And I'm afraid here it's very grim for women because the DUP don't really believe in equality. It's like stepping back in time, having the DUP taken over nearly all of Belfast, you know. So it's a depressing result. And also it's a very polarised result because we've got, you know, it's all Sinn Féin or it's DUP, so there's no voice there that's speaking for the people, really. Those two parties brought us welfare reform. They worked together in the past, they worked together in the future, but it's not for the better of the people.
Do you think it's time for Sinn Féin to take their seats?
Wow, I think it would be pretty impossible for Sinn Féin to take their seats. They're such a principled party, so I can't see it happening.
And Harriet, what's your feeling on the election and the result that we've woken up to this morning? Really, middle ground is gone and it's very much orange and green?
I'm absolutely gutted that it has turned into a sort of a ditch with orange on one side and green on the other. I really wish that we had more moderation, and I'm disappointed that young people are taking the trenches rather than going for moderate ground or going for green parties or alliances or integrated education or anything else that brings us into the modern world. Voting for the DUP, which is what a lot of people have done, means that we've lost or are losing even more rights for women, and we're losing rights for same-sex partnerships, and that's very, very sad.
And Paddy, you were saying just earlier on that you thought Corbyn ran a good race and you were actually quite pleased with the result this morning.
I think it's excellent to see how well the Labour Party have actually done. But coming to our local MPs, our politics here is much more sectarian and divided now than what it was 40 years ago. And I think the problem with division is that the multiculturalism that you have in places like St. George's Market and building a new society, young people getting involved in politics, they will avoid politics because they see the DUP and Sinn Féin doing so well. And I think the problem is that we are so polarised here. Orange and green politics yet again has come out in front. We need an alternative to that, and I think we need young people to get involved in politics, and especially the like of left-right politics. We need to get back into things that represent the people. Education, health and all the other issues are crucial, but instead of looking at them, they're a sideline. The real issue over here is whether you're proud or Tig, and I think that's very, very unfortunate, and I think it's clear evidence from yesterday's election and the results that Northern Ireland is more divided now than what it was 40 years ago.
Paddy, thanks very much for that. And actually, whenever I was walking through the market today, just talking to some people, it was remarkable how many older people told me that they didn't vote at all. So that's just some of the views from the market this morning. I'm staying here, Vinny, and I'll be back with some more views later on in the programme. In the meantime, there's a man at a stall here who's promised me a big sausage, so I'm away to track him down.
Nicola Weir, live from St George's Market. Thank you very much indeed. We're going to go back now to St George's Market and to our reporter, Nicola Weir. Good morning again, Nicola.
Morning again, Vinny. And yes, I've been having a great morning here at St George's Market, talking to shoppers and traders about those all-important election results. Now, just from walking around here, Vinny, I've seen food from Mexico, France, India, Greece, a real melting pot of cultures under one roof. In fact, there was a large group of New Zealanders here enjoying a big stuffed Belfast BAP, and that's an experience they'll not get over anytime soon. And while they were very mystified about what was going on with the election here, not so others milling about the stalls. Take a listen to this. What do you think about the election results?
That's what we're just talking about.
That's just what we're talking about.
I think it's what everybody's talking about today. What do you think?
Fed up the lot of them, to be honest, you know.
Why are you so disheartened?
Well, they don't do anything. The only time you see them is whenever there's election, you know. But other than that, that's...
And what did you think about, you know, it's really basically orange and green now?
Sure, it's always that, you know. So you can't win. Sure you can't, you know.
Ladies, can I butt in your conversation? I just want to know what you think about the election result.
Oh, excellent. Excellent, yes.
You're pleased. Why is that?
For DUP to get the highest. I haven't read much about it, but I seen it on Facebook this morning, and I am delighted with the DUP vote. That's who I vote.
What do you think about the election results?
Oh, no, nothing about them because I don't vote.
No, you just have ignored everything that's been going
on? Ignored. It's not even worth listening to or talking about.
So if I was to tell you that the Ulster Unionists have been wiped out and the SDLP have been wiped out and it's basically DUP Sinn Féin, what would you say to that?
Another sectarian headcount, isn't it? The different governments around the world have spent millions of pounds pumped into here to try and sort out government here and can't sort out. Still hark back to the past and their political headcounts.
What do you think about the election results?
I don't know. We didn't go.
Did you not vote?
No.
Did you not?
No.
Why did you feel so strongly about not voting?
Why? Sure, what do they do for us? Nothing. Don't do a thing for us. So why should I vote?
What did you think of the election result?
I was pleased that the DUP got more seats. I'm pleased they seemed to get some of their vote back that they lost the last time, because obviously the people did make a stand and said, you know, they're actually saying to them, we're seeing what you're doing and you know, we want Stormont back.
So you're just hoping this election might bring Stormont back?
I hope so, yes, because that's what they're paid to do. You know, they should be up there making decisions for the people, education, health and everything else that goes with that.
Are you sad to see the middle ground parties that have lost out? So in other words, the Ulster Unionists and the SDLP have gone?
I actually, last time around, I did vote Ulster Unionists because I did like what Mike Nesbitt was trying to achieve, but... They're never going to get the vote. You know, people are going to historically vote with who they voted for previously.
There you go. That was Nicola Weir at St George's Market for us this morning.